been joining us in our One Buffalo studio just off the field after the offseason conditioning program. Happy to have undrafted rookie free agent running back Jordan Johnson in studio with us. Jordan, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
How did the weekend go? Weekend mini camp with the Buffalo Bills. How was it for you?
It was good. You know, got to learn a lot. You see the change from college to the NFL game is faster. But I think that's because, you know, you got a lot of things going through that you're trying to get down mentally. So it was good, though.
I was watching a little bit of the practice over the weekend, and I thought to myself, you know, you guys are running plays. It's a lot to get done. And just what you show up here Thursday night, and by the weekend, the next day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you're running plays. It seems like you have really had to be in your playbook, I would think.
Yeah, you got to. You know, you got to get going. You know, if you want to make the team, then you want to get things down as quick as possible, as quick as you can, you know, and learn, you know, because you're learning each and every day something old and something new.
How many plays are they giving you guys? Is it like a lot? I mean, I think they gave us like 10 a day in minicamps.
I don't know. I don't count. I just look whatever's on the sheet for that day and go over it and go over what I learned the previous day before.
Jordan Johnson in studio with us, Sweet Home High School product and UB product, and now with the Buffalo Bills. Donald asked you before we came on the air, you grew up kind of a Bills fan, a little bit of a Bills fan out there at Sweet Home?
Bills fan, my whole family Bills fans. You know, I like the Bills, don't mind the Bills, love the Bills, you know what I'm saying, because that's the hometown team, so I guess you could say that.
You come to games here at the stadium?
I've been to a couple games here. I actually played in the stadium. My high school championship game is in the stadium.
Sure.
So I played here three times previously.
Three times. Playoffs here.
I remember Naaman Roosevelt, when he got here, we came in the same year. Naaman got so much love because he was a hometown product. Have you been receiving that type
of
love?
I have been. You know, I mean, I like to get back to the community too as well as possible. You know, do community service events, did some in college. You know, so I mean, I'll try to reach out to kids because, you know, I come from a single parent home, so, you know, I try to reach out to kids as many as possible. When they reach out to me, I want to get back to them too, because I'm in a position that they want to be in, and I'm in a position that I want to keep going further in my life as well.
You went to Sweet Home. You mentioned playing in championship games here. 33 wins and just 2 losses in your 3 years on Sweet Home varsity. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty amazing.
It is.
Did you ever – now, you played high school championship games here, but you ever think, like, you know, one day I might be playing on that field in the pros?
That's the goal, you know. It's every kid who plays football, I think the ultimate goal, even though they might not say it, is to play professional football. And then we had the ability to play for our hometown team and have our own team in my hometown. Not a lot of people could say, you know, I've been in my hometown my whole life, and now I'm playing professionally for my hometown.
When you're standing there on the field of Sweet Home, you can almost see UB Stadium, right? Was that always the plan, to go right to UB, right around the corner from Sweet Home High School?
The plan was to, honestly, was to go to the best college that best suited me. You know, so when the recruiting process started, you know, Buffalo offered, I actually committed right away. It was something that, you know, just felt right when Coach Quinn offered me. We sat down in his office and we talked, and it was the right fit. You know, just being from Buffalo, it made it even much better because my family, they was able to watch me every home game and be there and support me.
I mean, it has to be the same now. I mean, your family will be able to watch you if you end up, you know, on the team. Well, first of all, even in training camp, your family can come and watch practice in training camp, and it will be a little bit different. I don't know if you guys would go down to Rochester and watch training camp in the past, but now they're watching to watch you practice.
Yeah, that's going to be nice, you know. Because practices now is just like games. You got to give it 110% every day because you never know what day could be your last day. So they're going to be able to see me at full go and give it them all.
Hey, Jordan, to go through the coaching change that you went through at UB from, as you mentioned, Coach Quinn and then Coach Leipold, how difficult was that? How much of an adjustment was that for you to get a new coach about halfway through your career there?
Well, when Coach Quinn first got let go, Coach Quinn's a great guy, a good coach. You know, it's sad to see that he got let go. He got let go in the middle of the season, so our offensive coordinator took over and was the interim head coach, Coach Wood. He was a good guy as well. And then when Coach Leipold came in, I think the change was smooth. Coach Leipold, he's a very good coach. You know, he wanted – this past season, get closer to the players, you know, and I thank him for that because the first year coming in, you know, it's his first year. He want to do things his way and things that worked for him in the past. But, you know, I didn't mind playing for any coach. I think all three of them were very good coaches.
UB brings the pro day here into the field house. He had Pro Sports Training Center here. You had a pretty good day that day. You must have felt like you got some attention that day from what you did out there.
Yeah, it was a very good day. You know, it was, I think, 10, 12 scouts here represented from NFL and CFL teams. You know, you always want to do better, a little bit better than what you did. Because, I mean, you training for 8, 10 weeks. You want to try to go out and do the best that you can do. Yeah. But, honestly, it's a little nervous when you see not your college coaches out there, but actual NFL personnel, scouts, and stuff like that.
Where'd you train?
I trained in Indianapolis at St. Vincent Sports Performance.
How'd you wind up out there?
My agent. He's very close with the people out there.
Mm-hmm. Were you anticipating you might get a call during the draft, or were you sitting by the phone Saturday night as soon as the draft ended a month or so ago?
Honestly, I'm one of those people that just let things play out. You know, I told if I was to get a call, it would be late in the rounds or right after. So, you know, I'm not one of those people who go psych myself up and try to be like, you know what, and tell everybody, hey, I'm going to get drafted, things like that. I just play things cool and just be mellow about everything.
We've talked to a couple of different rookies this year's class, and I always try to ask them what type of player are you? So what type of running back do you feel like you are?
I mean, balance back, but at the same time, I'm going to do whatever the coaches ask me to do. You know, if they want me to go in and get 1 yard, then I'm going to go in and get 1 yard. If they want me to do a stretch zone, then I'm going to have to do a stretch zone and show my speed. You know, I'm going to just do whatever a coach asks me to do. You know, I'm on the bigger side for a running back, 225 pounds. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, if they need me to be a power back, I'll be a power back. You know, if they need me to lose weight and get faster, then, hey, that's just what I'm going to do. I'm going to do whatever they ask me to do.
What do you think you do best, Jordan, of all those attributes?
I honestly think a little bit of both. You know, it depends. If I'm in open space, I like to think I can make somebody miss if I'm in open space. But at the same time, I could get the short yards as well if I need to.
What about catching the ball out of the backfield?
That's something I've been working on. You know, I ain't have a lot of catches in college, but it's not because I can't catch. It's just because I just didn't have the ball thrown to me that way. But I work on my game, you know, every day trying to work on something, and that's something now in today's NFL that you need to work on is catching the ball out of the backfield.
With Jordan Johnson, Bills running back, former UB Bulls running back, at this past weekend's minicamp, was there any defender that you mentioned earlier about how the speed, the quickness, a little bit different? Anybody get your attention on the other side of the ball? Like, you're like, whoa, that guy's a little – that's
I honestly think all of them did. You know, I mean, the defense was swarming. You know, it's a couple plays that I wish I could have back and things like that. That's just how it is. You know, you coming out here, everybody, you know, they trying to prove themselves, you know, show the coaches whether they were drafted. Priority free agents are just here trying out. You know, everybody's here trying to get recognition and try to make a football team. So I think everybody was flying around with energy.
Right. This weekend you were out there with the entire rookie class, but now you get in here today and you have a workout with the veterans, you know. So what was it like to get in here with Shady and all of those guys? That
you know, it was cool being able to see them. You know, it's like usually you see them on TV, but now you get to see them in person. Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow will be OTAs, which will be a little bit different, 11-on-11, 7-on-7, and almost real football starting tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I mean, so tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing that the speed will definitely pick up because those guys been in the NFL for a while. So
it'll pick up every step you go from tomorrow to training camp. It'll get a little faster, and then, you know, if you end up making a team, it'll get faster once you get to regular season. That's just kind of how it goes, but yeah, you'll be okay. You'll adjust with it.
That's the plan, you know. The one thing they do say is just as the more you learn, the more you know, then you can make the game be slower to you.
Well, there's a couple of things. The more you know, the more you can do. Special teams, is that something you did in college?
I did it in college. I actually played special teams this past year. So, you know, I mean, they asked me to play special teams. I mean, I want to play special teams. I want to do anything that's going to make me make the team, you know, but you just got to take it one day at a time and go from there.
There's also opportunity, Jordan, and we all know, you know, Mike Gillisley a couple of weeks ago got the offer sheet and went to the New England Patriots, and there's a sliver of opportunity here at the running back spot. Wouldn't you agree? Shady is obviously the number one. Jonathan Williams comes back for his second year, but it's I'm not going to say it's wide open, but there's an opening there, I would think. Mm-hmm. You got to look at it that way, huh?
I mean, it's some great backs here, you know, like you said, and Williams, and then, you know, they got the guy who just came in from the Jaguars, and then you got Cedric, who I was here with over the weekend. You know, they got some good running backs, you know, and then, like you said, LeSean McCoy, clearly the number one back. You know, I just want to come in here and work and prove myself each and every day. You know, I can't pay attention to a depth chart. Like you said, it's only one number one person. You know, at the end of the day, I got to try to prove myself each and every day just to get on the field. You know, rather that's as a backup, a third string, or on special teams. I just want to be on the field and contribute as much as I can.
You haven't at UB, unfortunately, not a whole lot of wins. And and you come from, you know, not one of the Power Five conferences in the Mid-American Conference. Do you feel like you got something to prove on behalf of UB or on behalf of the Mid-American Conference, you think?
I mean, I always got a chip on my shoulder, you know, just I grew up without my father. So, you know, that just gave me motivation right there. You know, I don't come from the most wealthiest home right there. So, you know, I just want to be able to put my family in a situation like that. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people, you know, counted me out being from Buffalo, not going to a Power Five school. You know, I always got a chip on my shoulder. So, I mean, at the same time, you know, we didn't win a lot of games, but what people don't understand is when you face adversity, it teaches you a lot about yourself. Mm-hmm. It makes you grow up and it makes you realize that not everything's going to always be perfect, but it's how you react to those situations.
Last thing, since you've signed here and it's only been a week or so, what's a typical day been like for you here around One Bills Drive?
A busy one.
Yeah. Starts early, right? Goes pretty late?
Yes, sir.
What do you do? Like, you started, 6:37 in the morning here?
6:30 in the morning, breakfast, and then, you know, you got meetings and then practice and then meetings again.
Yeah, it get busier and busier we go along. So, you know, get some rest at night and stay in your playbook.
That's all, sir.
I can tell you. Like, the more you know about the playbook, the less you have to think out there on the field. You know what I'm saying? So stay in your playbook.
Yes, sir.
You know, Donald was an undrafted free agent here, right? Did you know that?
Yeah.
How many years ago? 20 years ago? No,
it wasn't 20 years ago.
7 years ago?
I came in 7 years ago, yeah. Undrafted. I became a starter year one and was a starter every year after that.
Hey, hopefully I could.
So it can happen to you.
Hey, I hope so. God willing.
Jordan, thanks for this. Good luck to you. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Stopping by here.
I appreciate it. Thank you all.